How many members of Congress have read the nearly 600-page report from the Justice Department Inspector General? That's hard to say, but it has touched off a lot of discussion, perhaps a little distraction, as a politically difficult summer gets underway. We get the latest from Roll Call senior editor David Hawkins. And David, before we get to that, I think immigration is probably the lead issue for Congress this week.
Sure seems that way. The marquee event today is that President Trump is coming to Capitol Hill to meet with House Republicans. They are going to be pressing him, I think, in two ways. One, to sort of get his story straight. When last week ended, there was a ton of confusion about whether the president would support the so-called compromise Republican bill that Paul Ryan has put together that he thinks can pass entirely with Republican votes, which means bridging the divide between the immigration hardliners and the immigration moderates. But then the president initially said he wouldn't sign such a thing. 9 hours later, the White House tried to walk back that statement, but did so in a way that was disingenuous, said the president was talking about something else when he clearly wasn't when he was interviewed. So House Republicans want to know, if we're going to go through this political pain, Mr. President, would you at least endorse us? There's still a long shot, very, very long shot, whether the Senate, where Democratic votes would be needed to pass something, would even act on this thing. So that's one thing. But then, you know, even trumping all of that is this increasingly galvanizing story about the administration's policy of separating children from their parents when they're apprehended crossing the border illegally. And I think, you know, we've got Melania Trump and Laura Bush coming out against this policy in the last day or so. There are plenty of House Republicans who really don't think this is a good idea politically for them, and I think they'll be pressing the president on that too. So yes, immigration, which has been the great galvanizing issue within the Republican ranks, domestic policy issue for years, continues to be so, even though no real legislative solution is in sight.
Yeah, not to be too wonky about this, and it is a difficult thing to witness, but is the policy to separate children from parents, or is that the result of carrying out policy that's on the books now by having not being able to have children and adults in the same sort of detention center facilities?
Sure. The administration's interpretation of the administration is applying current law in a very strict, no exceptions way, in ways that all previous administrations have not. The president is incorrect when he says a law would have to be passed to change this. That is not true. The president, by his own executive authority, and the president has been aggressive in his use of his executive authority in plenty of other ways, the president could apply the policies in different ways as the Bush and Obama administrations did.
Sure, but Congress could also say, in no instance shall children under the age of X be separated from parents in pursuit of immigration.
Sure, Congress could, but they don't. But this is one case where legislation is not required.
Sure.
Whereas in other cases, and plenty of other aspects of immigration policy, by the president's own assertion, legislation is required.
And so is the money for the president's desired wall part of this whole mix?
So the current plan calls for the House this week to vote on two different bills, the so-called hardline conservative bill, the so-called Goodlatte bill, is how you'll hear it referred to on the Hill, named after Bob Goodlatte, the Virginia Republican who chairs the Judiciary Committee. No one is expecting that one will pass. All eyes are on the second bill, which would provide a path towards citizenship for some of these dreamers, these young people brought into the country illegally by their parents. It would provide them with a path to citizenship in return for several hardline immigration things the president wants, an end to the ability of people to what's derisively called chain migration, but an end of the ability for people to who come into the country to sort of reach back over the border and bring in family members, and yes, full funding for the president's wall, which is really the sweetener that was designed to get the president on board, but which he so far has not clearly done.
Yeah, I think the roll call headline said the president shivved his own deal.
That is what our headline said, and then nine hours later, it took 9 hours, and then, as I say, the White House said, oh, no, the president wasn't talking about the bill that the House is going to vote on. The president was talking about that discharge petition, the parliamentary maneuver that some rebellious Republicans were trying to exercise. That's just not true. If you watch the footage, the president clearly knew what he was talking about. he was talking about that moderate bill. I don't think I'd sign it.
Yeah, temperatures in the 90s in more ways than one these days.
Right.
We're speaking with David Hawking, senior editor at Roll Call. And what about the Horowitz report on the FBI? Does that have any effect on what the Hill will take up or debate? Because it's got its own investigations going.
That's right. And the House Government Oversight Committee, Trey Gowdy, the Republican sort of leader on investigative matters, the chairman of the Oversight Committee and the guy who ran the Benghazi Committee a few years ago, he's still pursuing his own congressional investigation. He is pressing the Justice Department and the FBI for documents and records that for his own independent investigation, and he doesn't seem to be want to just take the IG report at face value. They want to do their own thing, and then complicating matters. Well, complicating matters in a couple of ways. One is Mr. Horowitz went up to the Hill on Monday to explain his findings to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and we'll see if that produces yet another step on the Senate side. Meanwhile, the FBI agent who's sort of getting the headlines out of the Horowitz report, not after the James Comey headline that Comey was acted irresponsibly, the second headline that people seem to be focusing on are these two FBI agents who were having a romantic relationship and who were sending emails back and forth said we should prevent Trump from becoming president. One of those guys, one of the FBI agents, the man in that relationship, put out a press release essentially over the weekend saying, I want to come testify. I'm being maligned in this report. I want to come testify. No grant of immunity, no Fifth Amendment. I want to tell my story. So this will keep bubbling along for a while. Whether it actually moves any voters' minds, I'm not so sure, since it seems ultimately to poke at the Democratic behavior during the 2016 election as much as the Republicans' behavior.
Well, it seemed to go as far as an inspector general can go in these kinds of things. He's not Bob Mueller. I mean,
that's right.
He
does not have the power to, an inspector general does not have the power to bring charges. You've got to assume that Bob Mueller is pursuing some of these same avenues. As far as I think, as we understand what Mueller is up to, he is sort of preparing two different reports, we think. One to do with the attempts by the Russians to influence the 2016 election, and that'll probably get into Hillary Clinton and email. And then the other, a report that will discuss whether the president obstructed justice.
Yeah, so if Horowitz's report was almost 600 pages, Mueller's going to come out with a couple of thousand pagers.
That's right. These things, I am sure it'll be a very, very long report. I still have on a dusty shelf my copy of the Starr report from 20 years ago, Ken Starr, the independent counsel that investigated Bill Clinton, and it that was ultimately a relatively simple story, and that report was, at least my copy of it, is about 2 inches thick.
Yeah, and have you read it, though? That's the question in those 20 years.
I haven't reread it. I think I did read it at the time.
Okay, well, at least skimmed it, you know. It's like Woody Allen said about War and Peace. He read it in 20 minutes after taking the speed reading course, and he said, it's about Russia.
Right.
All right, and getting down to some more mundane business, there is a Senate and a House National Defense Authorization Act now. And what comes next? Will they get that done?
Right, looking beyond the Senate passage of of their version, the two different. This is earlier in the year than many years for the so-called NDAA, the Defense Authorization Act. I think that the bottom line is once again the NDAA, the Defense Budget Bill, will be the exception that proves the rule that Congress can't do its routine work. This bill has been enacted without fail every year since 1961. The differences between the two bills are not so. There's no killer difference that will make that streak break. And I think in the main, they are eager to get this done. Senator McCain, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, he's still in Arizona, but all indications are that he has been working on this bill over the phone intensely. It is actually a piece of legislation that is to be named for John McCain. I see no reason not to believe it'll be done, maybe even as soon as before the August recess.
David Hawkings is senior editor at Roll Call. Sounds like a busy week coming up. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.